231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of today's show this Thursday, September 25th. Talking about the budget that is looming for this coming Tuesday at midnight. September 30th, 11:59 p.m., the current budget, fiscal year 2025, expires. They're not on a calendar budget, they're on a fiscal calendar budget that runs from October 1st through September 30th of every year. Well, the governor proposed the budget back in February, March. Democrats passed the budget in the Senate before the July 1st deadline, before they went on summer recess break. House Republicans didn't make that July 1st deadline. They stayed working while they were on break from home, remotely, meeting, Zoom meetings, going through the budgets, department by department, line by line. When they got back, first thing on the docket, they passed a $78.5 billion budget, roughly $5 billion less than what the Democrats wanted. So now they have this joint meeting between the House and Senate Republican caucuses. Not the Democrats, the House and Senate Republican caucuses, to discuss what they want out of the budget and possible ways to look at certain tax increases that the Democrats and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, have suggested. Again, corporate income tax. Stupid idea, because we the people end up paying it, not corporations. Alternating the marijuana tax to a wholesale tax and many more. First one on the list, I explained it very much in detail. Higher fees for license plates on semis. Well, they also, the Democrats, want to increase license plate fees on electric vehicles and hybrids. Also being considered by the Democrats is taxing fuels, not gasoline, fuels, propane, and diesel fuel. Digital advertising. You advertise on Facebook, you advertise on TikTok, you run an ad wherever, online. Lansing wants to tax you for it. A delivery tax. You use DoorDash, any type of delivery fee from Amazon, any company that delivers something to your home or business, the Democrats in Lansing wants to tax you a delivery fee. Taxes on hemp, taxes on iGaming, whatever the heck that is. And this one really ticks me off. A vehicle depreciation tax on old vehicles. I don't believe in brand new cars. I don't buy a brand new car. I'm not going to pay the high retail price of a brand new car, and as soon as you drive it off the lot, it drops by $20,000. Not going to do it. We own older vehicles. That's it. Now they want to charge us a tax because we're keeping old vehicles on the road. A vehicle depreciation tax. Are you guys a bunch of idiots? And this next one, oh, this needs some explanation. Another one called decoupling. What the heck is that? Well, in Donald Trump, in the Republican-controlled House and Senate, in the One Big Beautiful Bill, they lowered the taxes on major corporations. In the new federal budget, a tax break was granted to some major companies like Dow, Ford. These bigger corporations got a corporate tax break. Why? Because that would lower the cost of their trucks, their cars. Well, under current state law, Michigan has to provide the same savings to these big major companies. So what they're proposing is they're going to decouple the state from the feds, which would create a savings where they don't have to give this tax break to these big major corporations. That money could go to Lansing and be kept in Lansing if the lawmakers agree and the governor would sign it. So here's the bottom line. Polling the members on possible tax hikes is one thing, but that is not a guarantee that any of these items on the list would come into play as part of an 11th hour budget deal. But the fact that they even have come up with this list in the Republican House and Senate caucuses, that the list has even gotten this far, may be seen by some that some Republicans might be at least willing to have the Republicans discuss it. Because at this point, especially in the House, we're not raising taxes. We're not raising fees. We're not raising any additional burdens on the people of the state of Michigan. Well, Majority Floor Leader Brian Possumus made a statement during the joint caucus meeting. We are fighting hard to ensure that the government doesn't continue to grow, exceeding the growth of inflation. We are making cuts to the budget to meet the increased costs of other items Michiganders have to buy. While we in the House are adding session days to the calendar, the Democrat-controlled Senate, they're not even coming in. What? Today is Thursday, September 25th. You've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at midnight. That's all that's left, folks. We're below a week. And the Senate isn't even coming in. Two House sessions for the House have been added between today, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, prior to the September 30th deadline. A revised session schedule was created to take place before the government shutdown takes place. Senate Democrats, no, they're on their normal calendar. They'll be there today, and then they're going to come back on Tuesday the 30th. Unbelievable. Well, there were certain lobbyists, of course, down in Lansing, putting in their input. The road lobbyist reacts to the lower road funding numbers. Originally, the governor and Matt Hall, the speaker in the House, was trying to find a way to put $3.1 billion additional into the road funding formula. Now they're talking about $2 billion. One group in the state Senate controlled by Democrats, they only want to do $1 billion. Well, according to the Road Builders Association, these numbers do not completely solve the problem. However, There's no question about it that this is better than nothing. With mixed emotions, the lobbyist for the Road Builders Association is more than willing to take a smaller slice of the road building pie, with the budget negotiators reportedly now lowering the target from $3.1 billion to somewhere around $2 billion. Or so for the road fix piece of the budget deal. This continues to move forward with more optimism surrounding the talks. Now here's where they're at. It's going to be $2 billion ongoing every year into perpetuity. So we can certainly be appreciative of that, said Lance Benamini, the spokesperson for the Michigan Road Builders Association. They are also especially pleased that his years in the legislative trenches have finally resulted in all the taxes being collected at the gas pumps will end up going directly to road work under a preliminary deal that's been signed now over the last few days. Nonetheless, because it's not $3 billion, spokesperson says he feels that there will be some road workers leaving the state for richer fields to pave over. Small paving companies, Solarski, Elmer's in Traverse City, John Carlo's organization down there in Macomb County. Well, guess what? Some of these road workers, the people who actually do the work for these small companies, they might be leaving the state. Why? Because the jobs pay more in better weather conditions that they can go and fix roads down in Tennessee, Ohio. Even Ohio has more calendar days where they do road repair than we do here in Michigan. Cincinnati, especially. Just the other side of Kentucky. Florida, Texas, Oklahoma. There's a huge, tremendous movement to Oklahoma and Arkansas. The new governor there, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, well, guess what? They're bringing people into Arkansas. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Then up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping this budget story up as the House and Senate Republicans getting together, caucusing to hear what the Democrats are proposing, wanting in the Senate side. The Republican senators met with the House to convey some of these ideas that the Democrats want the Republicans in the House to consider. And honestly, out of this entire list, the only thing I can say is higher registration fees for license plates on electric vehicles and hybrids. I'm not even excited about hybrids because hybrids still buy gasoline. They're buying gas at the pumps, which goes to the roads. So why is hybrids on the list? Electric vehicles, absolutely. Tax the crap out of them. Raise their license plate fees to $500 a year. You're using the roads, and you're not buying any gas. You're not buying any diesel. You chose to buy an electric vehicle, which weighs more per axle because of the batteries that are on board. Well, charge them $500 a year for a license plate. Last line in this story, it was forecasted that if there was no increase in road funding, that the state of Michigan was going to lose 10,000 workers. Road workers would go work in other states where they could work more days, usually because of the warmer climates, and even be paid more money. Arkansas is offering their employees, the road builders out there, they're offering them almost double the pay as to what we pay the road workers here in the state of Michigan. That's because of the growth and the improvements the new governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is doing in the state of Arkansas. It all has to do with having the right Republican governor running your state. Well, there still may be some jobs lost, workers moving to other states, but not the forecasted 10,000 if nothing was done. However, Michigan will probably still see a couple of thousand jobs lost. But the Road Builders Association says we are still supportive of this new, very large investment, even though we were hoping it would be more. So that's where the Road Builders Association is coming from. $2 billion? additional funding? Yeah, well, it's good, but it could have been better, is basically their bottom line. Well, between September, October, November, and December, the House came out with their new calendar. They're adding 8 session days to their normal Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule. They are absolutely going to come to Lansing and try to get this done. So, we'll see where this all goes. Personally, I think they're too far apart. I don't think the House is going to agree with the Senate in any way, shape, or form. And I think what they're going to be forced to do before midnight this coming Tuesday, I think that they're going to be forced to pass. The House already passed a $20 billion continuing budget resolution. $20 billion will keep the government open for a short time as they continue to negotiate. They used this tactic back in 2007 and 2009 under Governor Jennifer Granholm. When I was sitting in that parking lot waiting for the government to open back up, it only took a couple of hours, and they adopted a resolution to stay open, and then they finished the budget a week or so after. That's what I think is going to happen. So, we'll wait and see. Now, they do have a session day scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, in the House. Based on the color of these calendar blocks, it looks like they're going to have a 10 a.m. start time on Friday. They also are going to have a 10 a.m. start time on Monday, September 29th. And then a full day scheduled for Tuesday the 30th, which is the deadline. Wednesday, they'll be in session. Thursday, they'll end up having a 3 p.m. start time on Thursday, October 2nd. So we'll see where this goes. I knew it was going to come down to this. I also predicted that they were going to adopt the House continuing resolution. So, we shall see. More stories from Lansing. Hour number 2 today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach.